Yeah, we did. Usually don't, but we did yesterday, and not the results we wanted, but that's something that we can't handle, so it's all right.
Were you surprised to see Tampa come back the way they did last night?
We actually didn't watch, I didn't watch that game. I saw it was 5-1, then kind of ignored the rest of it and looked later, and was surprised to see it went to overtime. But, you know, like I said, we can't control any of that, so... our focus is just winning the games we can.
Did you go back and watch video of those games?
No.
No,
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I think we... Personally, I control... You know, you worry about more about my game, what I need to do to prepare and get ready for games, and I think it takes care of itself after that.
Nice to see the amount of fans that came out today and kind of a classy move for the organization to host this private sort of open practice.
Yeah, you know, it's a small building that can't obviously fit everybody in, and it's unfortunate that, you know, a lot of people don't get the opportunity to come to games, but it's nice to have an event like this for you know, a lot of loyal fans that don't get the opportunity that a lot of people do, and you know, to be able to experience practice and you know, the intro and stuff like that. Hopefully they enjoyed it.
Does it make it a lot more fun for you guys just to be out, you know, be able to get out there and pay some feedback to fans?
Yeah, a little more pressure in practice, but you know, it's always fun to have fans out, and makes things a little more interesting. And but yeah, it's hopefully they enjoyed it, and you know, we appreciate them waiting for sure.
Does that kind of energy, given, you know, the long break between games, provide any boost to you guys as a unit?
Yeah, I think after a couple of days off, usually, you know, pretty excited to get back at the rink, and you know, look forward to Tuesday and getting ready for that game.
You mentioned about kind of worrying about only what you can worry about, but aren't there times when you're seeing the scores come that you want to, like, put your fist through the TV or something like that, you know?
Well, I mean, your reaction for, you know, you want the other team to lose, but like I said, I mean, it's out of our control, and I'm not going to waste any of my time worrying about that stuff. You know, I'll look at it and hope for the best, but, you know, like I said, I'm more worried about what we're doing and the upcoming games for us.
You just talked, Blake was talking about the difference between where this team was at after coming back from Montreal to where it is now. And obviously, you lose 5 and you win 3, but what's the vibe in here like now?
I mean, it's upbeat, and I think everyone's excited to play these games. You know, when you lose 5 in a row, it's pretty, you know, tough feeling in the room, and everybody's down, and not too many smiles. But you know, one win can turn that around, and you know, we've had some success these past 3 games, and by doing things the right way, and you know, hopefully we can feed off that and keep this thing going, because we're going to have to go on a run here and, you know, to get into the playoffs. And I think we all understand that. But it's exciting to be involved in meaningful games at this point in the year.